Thank you. Let's go to the Word this morning and see how we do this morning in the Word. Just a few minutes in the Word this morning. Thank you for being here today. God bless you. Wish you the merriest of Christmas. And hope you can come tomorrow night and just spend a little Christmas Eve with us. Would be fun. Unto us is given, the verse is Isaiah 9:6. It's on your worship card today. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Let's go with it, Raj. We're rolling this morning. Unto us is given purpose today. Say that word with me. Now, you've got to wake up with me. Come on, church. Come on. Purpose. I can loan you children if you want to get you some energy here. Come on. Here we go. Purpose. Unto us is given purpose in our life. Because His Son, Jesus Christ, came, the Prince of Peace, we've been saved. We can have eternal life. We can be lights in a dying world out here. And I'm telling you what, it's incredible to have purpose in your heart, purpose in your life, knowing that you're part of His body, part of the body of Christ. I can't quite explain it to you guys. I don't know how you're going to get there, but it's going to take you somehow getting there. But for me, it's not a problem being a Christian. It's not a problem for me going to a restaurant and praying over my food. It's not a problem when it's... I'm not bragging on me. I'm just saying it's not a problem. It's not a problem when I go up to somebody, how y'all doing? God bless you. Good to see you. And I guess you could say, well, maybe it's because I'm a preacher, therefore it's not a problem. But I don't believe that's it, because it used to be a problem for me more. I'm just very comfortable being a Christian. I'm comfortable being a believer in Christ. I think me rolling in the yard on Sunday mornings at 7:30, crawling in a truck with seven men and praying for 45 minutes. I think there's something over time and, you know, working this work and working this community, being here for 30 years. I don't know. I just feel comfortable being a Christian. Y'all hearing me or not? I feel comfortable coming to the high school campus. Not preaching. No. Coaching ball on the sideline. Being with the team. But when I have a chance to help a kid with life, it's not like I got, oh, God, Jesus, please help me. How am I going to help this kid? It's like, no, it's just part of life. It's part of what I do. It's comfortable for me. Are y'all listening to me? I think one of the reasons is, for me, is I found my purpose. I found my purpose. And even when bad things happen in my life and bad stuff has happened to me along the way in life, yeah, and it's a pain in the rear, it is. But you know what? But I know my purpose. You understand? Yes or no? And so when bad stuff happens, this happens, the economy's up, economy's down, so-and-so don't come to church no more, as if that's going to ruin my purpose. Are y'all kidding me or what? Say, y'all listening or not? I feel comfortable with the purpose that I have. I mean, even though it's crazy, that multi-million-dollar building we're doing down there in Rotunda, it doesn't keep me up at night, because I really feel comfortable about doing that for the glory of God and doing it debt-free, and I think it's going to be a great thing way after I'm dead and gone. Y'all hearing me or not? I don't know if you're getting my point, but I feel comfortable everywhere I go. I don't have to work it up. Ooh, I'm going here now. I got to really be this for Jesus. No, I'm this for Jesus if I'm over here, and I'm this for Jesus if I'm over here. Amen? And sometimes they don't like me over here, and sometimes they don't like me over here. But when I'm over here, they say, well, he's about the same over here as he was over here. I'm comfortable. Are y'all listening? Doesn't mean I don't need to grow. It doesn't mean I don't sin. It doesn't mean I don't have to confess sin. It doesn't mean I don't have to still search scriptures. And I have to do all that. But I don't have to work at being a Christian. I'm comfortable. Amen? I don't get embarrassed. You know, you're a Christian. I should be embarrassed. Why in the world would I be embarrassed? I'm blessed. Say that with me. I'm what? I'm what? I'm blessed to be a child of God. Are you kidding me? Say. Comfortable. I like it. Say that with me. I'm what? I like being a Christian. Amen? You mean I'm better than anybody else? No. Shoot, a lot of times I can get with folks, I'm the worst one there. Because I know me. See, that's the other thing I'm comfortable in. I know me. And I know God knows me. and He loves me. And again, I'm not bragging, but I just want to tell you about my relationship with the Lord. Sometimes I'm walking along, and I'll hear the Lord say to me, I'm proud of you. Why? Because I'm a great guy? No. Because He knows me. He knows my heart. He knows some of my struggle. And sometimes only He and me know some of the victories I'm making in my life. You understand or not? I like having a relationship with Jesus. I'm glad I was saved 35 years ago at Christmas. I'm happy with that. Y'all understand? Amen. And I see some nodding heads here in the room, like Pastor Ms. Lindo. I see some heads nodding in the room because I think there's some people that are understanding what I'm trying to tell you this morning. And my prayer for you is that you'll understand your purpose. You'll not be ashamed to be a Christian. You'll hold your head up, not in arrogance, but that I'm blessed. I'm loved. Even when others walk away, He doesn't. You hearing me today? Yes or no? Amen? Purpose. Now, this won't part of the message, but it is part of my message. We are His body. Let's talk about it this morning. We are His body. Keep looking. Now we got a fly rod because I took so long. You shall receive power. The Bible says, Jesus speaking to His disciples before He ascends to be with the Father. Listen, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria. And say that last part with me. And unto the what? Uttermost part of the what? Of the earth. We're His body now. We're to do this. This is who we are. Jesus isn't going to be going by the Sea of Galilee giving any more talks. Y'all listening or not? It's up to us now. Let's talk about it. Let's roll this thing. There are no angels. Remember the angels in the Christmas story? Appearing to Joseph, appearing to Mary, appearing to the shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, the angels? Well, they're not there anymore. I'm not saying angels don't exist. They do. But we are the ones now to tell the good news. Are y'all listening to me or not? See, there's no angels to tell the good news. That's our purpose now, guys. There's no star. I'm hearing all kinds of racket. What is it? We got to cut that thing off. Hang on. How about that? There is no star to shine up there and lead people to Jesus. Do you understand that? Now, I believe the heavens do declare the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. But I'm telling you guys, it sure would be a lot better if we'd get with the program and understand our purpose and why we're here on this planet. It just might make you feel better about yourself, about why you're here and why you're called to be a child of God. Amen. Keep looking. There's no baby. There's no body. No body to go look and see. He's ascended with the Father. Amen. Yes or no? Come to Israel with me. We'll go see Jesus' body. No, you're not. I've been to Israel many times. We see a tomb that we think might be the area where He was entombed. We're not sure for sure if the exact one, but the point is, He's with God, the Father, at the right hand. And He has given us His Spirit, and we're now His what? Body. Purpose. We've been given purpose. Things are different now. This is your life. This is my life now. We are now, say it with me, the what? We're the body of Christ. I tell you what, guys, the body works a lot better when it's not out of joint, if it's not all shaking and twitching and doing crazy. You know what I'm saying? If you can be comfortable knowing who you are and knowing your calling and feel good about it, Jesus really needs you. He needs me. You understand? He's God. Really probably doesn't need anybody, right? But He chooses to love people through us. He chooses to love our community through us. That's what he is choosing to do. Y'all listening? I feel like I don't know who I'm talking to today. Amen? That's his choice. I'm just saying, if you would just maybe embrace that and understand that. And here's the cool part. He knows how goofy you are. He knows how goofy I am. He knows your background. He knows my background. He knows our ups. He knows our downs. He knows our past. He knows all about us. And he chooses to use us anyway. Isn't it cool? Why in the world wouldn't you be comfortable? You're naked before God. I know y'all fancy now. He looks at you like that. Yeah. Amen. You hearing me today? He loves you to pieces. He wants you to feel comfortable. Know your purpose. Because you ever been with somebody when they're trying to sell you something and you know they ain't a salesman? So let me see your hand. Have you ever had somebody try to sell you something and they're all nervous and they fumbling and they bumbling and they, but it's the best thing ever. Well, you don't even know what you're talking about, Jack. That's what we look like sometimes as, I think, believers when we're not comfortable with our calling and knowing that the Lord's working in us and that he loves us just like we are. Y'all hearing me today? We're his body, guys. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Is our reasonable thing to serve God and to give it our best? And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. Through the Word of God. Listen, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. That's not how you become a server of God. Part of the body that's working. Well, look at me, I've learned this, or I've got this Bible study, or this Bible degree, or I've done this. We ought not ever think like that. Listen, we need to think soberly. Don't be thinking about yourself like a drunk man. Think about yourself like you really are. Amen. According as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one what? Body, and all members have not the same what? Office. So we being many, we're one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. That's how we work together. Amen? Again, I'm going to go back to say, I'm very comfortable serving the Lord with you. I'm not uncomfortable. I see Bud and Ann out there. I'm comfortable with you guys. You know that. Say. Flat out. Richard came up to me last week and said something. Encouraged me with a word. And you know, I'm comfortable with that. I didn't like, oh man, Richard's coming to talk to me. You hear what I'm saying? We're part of the body of Christ. Why in the world wouldn't I be comfortable with you? I mean, whether you like my feet or not, I like them. I'm comfortable with my feet. You understand? Say, I've even grown comfortable with my bald head. Why wouldn't I be comfortable with you as part of the body of Christ? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? The mission field he's given me, the place where we live, the place where we serve. That's our purpose. Amen? Hope you're getting something. I'm just talking to you. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. This is how you do the body. I don't know about you, but when my hand hurts, I work on my hand. If my shoulder hurts, I rub it. Amen. If I got any ailment on me, I take care of it. That's how we're supposed to take care of the body. You never think to take, oh, my hand hurts, I'm going to make it hurt worse. But in the body of Christ, many times, some believer does something, or they're hurt, or they hurt us, or they are hurting, and we hurt them, like lunatics we do. You hearing me today? It's because we're not comfortable. Because we're having to work at it a little too hard. It should be a normal thing, guys. When somebody over here in the body is broken or somebody is hurting, it should be normal for us to be tenderhearted and kind and caring and loving. Y'all listening? not to be critical. How many times we treat? I can't believe my hand. I can't. You're a bad hand here. You're bad. You don't do things right. We don't do that, but we do it in the body of Christ sometimes. Amen? What happens if your hand gets a little messed up? You know what you do? You work it the best you can, and then you get used to it not working like it used to work. Is that right, church? Yes or no? That's how we should be, just comfortable. I know this is a crazy message going everywhere. I like it. Not slothful in business, fervent in the Spirit, what? Serving the what? The Lord. Amen? Be honest with you, nobody has to get me and whip me to serve the Lord here at Fellowship Church. Nobody told me I needed to get up this morning and be here early. Don't forget to be here early and pray with the guys in the truck. I'm comfortable serving the Lord. Amen. I'm just saying this is a way of life. I know several businesses. I see some business owners in the audience here, many business owners. You know, and I know many of you, and your faith comes out in what you do at your work. I mean, it's not easy. Not easy being in the world and yet being a believer. I understand that. But that's your purpose. Amen. Yes or no? It's your calling. You're Judea. You're Samaria. You're the uttermost parts of the earth. That's who you are. And I encourage you to be comfortable in that. You don't have to change your values. You don't have to be ashamed that you're honest, that you're good, that you do the right thing, that you believe in telling the truth and not lie. You don't have to be ashamed. Are y'all hearing me or not? Comfortable. It's your purpose. For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we're all what? We've been baptized by His Spirit into one body. I know there are a lot of denominations and this, that, and the other, and there's all this. But I'm going to tell you how God looks at it. We're His body here on this earth. If we're believers in Christ, we're His body together, corporately serving Him. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, we all have been made to drink in what? One Spirit. But here we are, the body, always trying to one-up somebody else. Oh, we're better than this, or we do it this way, and I can't believe you don't do it that way. Amen. That's not how we do with our own body. Say, you ever talk to yourself like that? Say, body, I can't believe you're eating all this. Why are you eating it? You're crazy, man. No, we don't do that. We don't like it. We quit eating it. Amen. Say. For the body is not one member, but what? But if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body anymore? No. If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, ooh, that'd be funny looking, wouldn't it? Where would the hearing be? Yeah, but I can see real good, but you can't hear a thing. If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? You understand? Now you are the body of Christ, and we're members in what? Particular. We all have our different thing we're probably good at. But feeling comfortable being part of the body of Christ. Amen? One of the things I want you to feel at Fellowship is you feel good here. You feel like you belong. Why in the world wouldn't you feel that way? A lot of times we're from other places. That's because I got this other way of doing. I understand that. But we're not there. You're here. Amen? Yes or no? We want you with open arms. So we want to reach out to you and you feel comfortable. You feel part of your purpose. I love it. I was talking to a brother this morning. He's up there. He's sitting in the hot tub at his park and just very casually there having a good time, but talking about where he goes to church. He's talking about me in the hot tub. I like it when people can feel that comfortable. You hearing me? Yes or no? That's who we are. You live here. It's a unique place. Feel comfortable. Feel at home. Feel a part. That's your purpose. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he's put all things under his feet and given him to be the head of over all things to the what? Which is his what? The fullness of him that filleth all in all. We're his body now. Yeah. That little baby in Bethlehem. That carpenter in Nazareth. That healer along the Sea of Galilee. The one who was crucified. He says, you're me now. You're me now. But I'm God and you're not. So it's going to take all of you to do what I can do. Amen? Say. It's going to take a whole planet of you people working together. Because I'm God and I'm mighty. But with all of you people, my message can continue. And feel that purpose that he has given you. That's incredible. He's before all things, and by him all things consist. He's the head of the what? He's the head of this body. The church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the what? Preeminence. See, I'm comfortable with him being the boss. I'm comfortable with him being in charge. I'm comfortable with his words. If his word says it, I believe it. I'm comfortable with that. You hear me or not? Oh, sometimes I got to get in line with it a lot of times, but I'm comfortable with that. I like him being numero uno. Amen? I'm his body. He's the head. He's part of his body. No angels. We're done. We're to tell the good news. There's no star. We're to let our light shine. That's what Jesus said. There's no manger. We're the stable. Say it with me. He is what? Born in us. He's alive in me, the hope of glory. I'm comfortable with that. I can't imagine him wanting to be inside of me. But his love is deep. His love is high. His love is long. And his love is wide. So that's why he is. He loves me. He loves you. Jesus wasn't born in a building. Think about it. And he still isn't. We're not building a building in Rotunda to house God. No, it's going to be just a mobilization station. Amen? For the saints. A place where people can come hurting, lost, and find love and find help. Amen? He's born in us, guys. There's no Mary and Joseph. No, they'd pass away just like you and I pass away. They're with the Lord. No Mary and Joseph. We're to carry Jesus now. We're to deliver him to a lost and dying world. That's our purpose. That's who we are. Are you comfortable with that? It's who I am. It's my calling. We're UPS, guys. Come on. Get on the truck. Come on. Back it up. Do it again. Come on. Come on. One more time. We're UPS. Can I see? This is you right here. Come on, one more time. You know, I mean, think about it. UPS people have to drive that funny-looking brown truck. You know what I mean? They all wear this little uniform, and they bring these little packages in. But you know what? They do the job, don't they? They do the job. They got an incredible job. You and I have an incredible job for God. We have purpose. Yeah, we're different. We're pilgrims and strangers down here. You know. Probably the world looks at us like, well, yeah, y'all sure drive a funny-looking brown little truck. But the gift that we carry, wow. You know, I like what I do. I'm comfortable. I like being part of His body. Y'all hearing me today, church? Say, amen. You and I are the light of the world. They ain't looking for a star. That's what happens with us Christians sometimes. We try to think we're more than we are, and we try to be a star. They ain't looking for that. Okay? They ain't looking for a star. They're looking for what? Say it with me. Sincerity. They're looking for someone who is genuine and real. You know what I think they're looking for? I think they're looking for somebody who's comfortable in their skin, comfortable with being a Christian, comfortable being a believer, knowing your weakness, knowing your flaws, not trying to be better than somebody else. I encourage you, let's be like Mary and Joseph, and let's carry and deliver Jesus to the world. Are y'all hearing me today? Let's be like an angel. Let's praise and glorify God in our life and share that good news that He has come. He's come to save a sorry wretch like me. He loves you to pieces. Amen? We're the body of Christ. Where? Did you hear the message today? Did you get it? Yes or no? Come on, praise the Lord for His word this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good word for us today.